Up to 900 jobs are under threat after Fastway Couriers went into receivership yesterday evening. The company employs 300 people directly, but a further 600 people work on a per-job basis for Fastway. Tens of thousands of packages are also in limbo. Business journalist with The Currency, Tom Lyons, is on the line now. Tom, thanks for joining us this morning. Fastway, many people will know them. Who owns the company and how have things started to unravel it?
Well, Fastway has been in Ireland since 2001. It's a franchise from a New Zealand business. It was originally Irish owned, and then in 2017 it was sold to a private equity company, and then in 2022 it was sold to a second private equity company called Elysian Capital, and so they are the owners of the business, and it's been a business that did incredibly well under the previous owners during the pandemic. But since then, it's been in a very competitive market where it's had major multinationals not prepared to allow prices to go up. It's been facing general inflation, and it's had a very, very tough time going on 18 months, Justin.
And why has Fastway been different to the other companies that operate in the market? Why has it not been able to weather the changes as well as the other companies?
I think there's a couple of specific things to Fastway. It lost two significant contracts this year. One was with the British fashion retailer ASOS, and the other was with Sports Direct. I think every privately owned competitor is under a lot of pressure. Ampost is a very significant player in the packaging delivery business. So they're up against a very strong semi-state, and they're up against very large multinationals who are not prepared to budge on price. So I think that combination of some specific contract losses by Fastway, combined with this, was a very tough market already.
And what does all of this mean now? It's gone into receivership. So what does it mean for the people who are employed by the company, both directly and indirectly? Because there's a significant number of people, isn't there, who are employed on a kind of a freelance or a per job basis?
Yeah, well, the Brendan O'Reilly and Mark Degnan of Interpath Advisory are two accountants who've gone in there as receivers. So they've been in touch with staff, and they've been in touch with all the indirect staff. I mean, there's 300 direct staff, but they also have 600 more who operate on a franchise basis, where they're basically independent couriers under the Fastway brand, or they're occasional workers, or there's seasonal workers in there too. So they're in contact with the guts of 900 people in total, and they've been quite frank with them that this is a business that is not going to survive in the long term. There has been the owners, Elysian Capital, have tried to sell the business. They haven't been able to attract a buyer because of the toughness of the market. So we're facing into a situation where Fastway the Fastway brand is going to exit the Irish market entirely.
And there are currently, I think, around 50,000 packages in the Fastway system out for delivery. What's going to happen to them?
Well, I think that's a priority for the receivers, is to ensure that those packages, I mean, Fastway typically delivers 30,000 packages a day. So we're talking about that 50,000 estimated numbers is currently out there. So they're going to try to ensure that those packages are either delivered by other package providers if they haven't quite left the depot or wherever they're located yet, and then others that those packages are delivered. So that's going to be a bit of a logistical challenge, and I certainly think that there might be a delay of a day or two in the arrival of packages, but certainly there's a determination to make sure that everybody gets their orders.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for bringing us those details this morning. That's Tom Lyons, business journalist with The Currency.